Hello everybody on Anchor. I hope you are all having a phenomenal day. It has been a pretty early morning around here. It's just a few minutes after 7. And I'm standing outside the Student Services Center that opens at around 7:30, I think. Oh, no, it's opening now. Can I go in? Oh. No, it's not. Whoops. Somebody saw me standing here in the heat with my dog, and it's already 93 degrees outside, and it's only 7 in the morning here in California. And they decided to leave me and my dog, my poor suffering dog, outside. Actually, both of us are suffering. I'm going to try to begin this podcast on a positive note, though, because I'm in a massive amount of pain right now, and when I podcast or do a broadcast or something, although I don't perform at my best, it usually kind of distracts me from the pain, and it's something that helps me get through it. So I've been inspired to do an interesting series, and I might actually do this on bumpers. I'm going to probably do this on every community-driven app there is. I was inspired to do this for a couple of reasons. One is due to the recent changes in the Audio Boom app. Apparently, a lot of people are abandoning Audio Boom now because there is a subscription fee that people are not too happy with. But when I first started using Audio Boo, I struggle because I always want to call it Audio Boo. That was, aside from Twitter, the first app I ever downloaded on my iPhone in 2011. I heard so much about Audio Boo and the community feel and, you know, recording audio and submitting your content and hearing content from others and being able to participate in the contribution and receive, you know, great advice, good friendship. I really loved it when it was that way. And, you know, a few years ago, it became more of an entrepreneurial adventure for them, but that's okay. But I feel like, you know, we need to regain that sense of community. And Anchor, I'm seeing, is now the new community landing pad. I call it that, the community landing pad. That's where everybody, you know, lands their ship in to come and do whatever it is they need to do. And so I hope that, you know, Anchor is already showing a strong sense of community, and I hope that that will just continue to grow. That's really awesome. Another thing is, you know, somebody mentioned, a few people have actually mentioned about getting to know friends and getting to know, you know, develop friendships and getting to know people on places like Anchor. And although Anchor itself, I don't think, has a theme song, which if it ever did, that'd be awesome. I think the main part of it is, you know, I think of the song Getting to Know You. In fact, I might even find a song and the song and one of the best qualities out there and play it on Anchor. Now, I have a quick question when it comes to music before I get off topic. Why am I only hearing song clips when I've already connected my Spotify account? I know I did tell the app to play full songs. I may have to go through and look through the app again. Zap, I don't want you in front of the door. It's apparently not open, so I don't want you to get bombarded. Sit. So we're in this very scarce of an overhang. And I want to know why aren't the full songs playing? Could it just be that they're not available on Spotify? But it seems to be a whole lot of them. Even songs that I know are on Spotify aren't playing. So I'm slightly confused about that. But we are now in the building. This is part two of my recording. I have to be quieter in here because there are people that might be studying and the building is slowly coming to life. Doors are starting to open. There's a gentleman, I think it's a gentleman that's sitting in the seating area here, and they have on headphones. So as I was saying, yeah, I was having some difficulty playing some songs on Spotify. Anyway, on here, I'll have to look for another a good quality song that I can play, because I really think the song kind of says it all, even though it's got that old-fashioned romantic feel to it. But I really like the song, and it's been played on a few advertisements lately, and I actually really like it. It just reminds me of good old days. I had a music teacher who used to sing it, and So I'm going to put the phone up to my ear and hopefully it'll work. So I hope everybody is doing okay. So I'm kind of restricted as to what I want to talk about in here, because people are probably looking at me like, are you crazy? You're talking to your phone. But I'm really recording. So, yeah, as I was saying, I want to regain that sense of community. And I strongly believe we can, especially with a place like Anchor. It's really cool. Everybody on the team and a lot of the people that broadcast here are very intelligent, and they have so much to offer. You guys will have to excuse me. I am trying to nurse a dental infection that's been going on for months, and I have no dental insurance. This is America, folks. Sorry to sound all pessimistic and everything, but that's not really what I mean to. But when your left side of your face, your entire left side of your face is in a massive amount of pain, it's kind of hard not to be that way, but I'm trying. And thankfully the medication's helping. Hoping I can get some actual name brand medications. People say that name brand medications work just as good as the cheap generic stuff. And for most cases, I guess that's okay. I know that for Walmart's brand of medication, it's extremely bad. I've taken pain medication with Walmart, and it only lasts me like an hour and a half or so, which is just despicable. It's crazy. So, come on, Zappa. I think we're going to walk to class. Even though we're still early. Come on. So, my first class of the day is anthropology, but before I start talking about stuff as I'm walking to class, I just want to say that, you know, that's my main goal of this series. You know, I want to build friendships with people. I want people to get to know me. And I'm instantly reminded of that song again. And if it wasn't a quiet college building and if I wasn't in pain, I would actually sing part of it. I don't know all the words. Come on, we're not going to the computer lab, Zappa. He's stopping at the lab. Why, you want to go to the lab? Come on. Come on, forward. So, everybody loves him at the lab. So we're going to head outside and continue with the next part of my series. Thank you for listening. Good boy. Now, I'm walking to Anthropologie and it's really early. But I figure the slow walk will wake me up. So, this is my life, folks. It's, I'm sure, life for a lot of people. Stumble out of bed. You sometimes don't even have time because you're in so much pain, especially like this morning. You basically stumble out of bed and onto the bus. But luckily, I am presentable. My hair's a mess. But I made it here. It's the ultimate positivity. What do you smell, Zappa? You're supposed to be working. Hey. Hey. Now, come on. Right. So, I thought by doing this series and going through school, I would, first of all, give people a chance to know me in the real world. I'm always being known for being positive and optimistic, albeit a little bit of a loudmouth advocate when I see something isn't going right. But still, I love the world. It's just a matter of learning to deal with the curveballs, especially after I have to stop and check my time limit so I'm not blabbing on after it runs out. I have to admit, if Anchor gave us a little bit slightly longer time limit, like maybe a half hour or something, I would, if the price was reasonable, gladly pay for a subscription on there. I really just feel a sense of loss knowing that people are leaving Audio Boom, knowing that I will soon be leaving Audio Boom once I've downloaded the desired posts and deleted the app. I'm not even going to bother with deleting my account because that's going to eventually be done. But I kind of feel a sense of loss. So I've been spending days, you know, after I get home from school, like at 3 o'clock, I stay up long enough. Sometimes I doze off and take a nap or passing a soda machine. And there was some machinery in the background at the beginning of our post. They're working on, I guess, grass cutting and trimming hedges or something. But I've been sleeping a lot during the day and being more productive at night. Last night I listened to some Audio Boo posts. I kind of have this sense of a forlorn feeling, just knowing that, you know, if you don't grab hold of a community, you know, it's weird. I'm a social person. I like to belong to communities. I love to belong to fellowships. Part of the reason why I don't attend church is because sometimes some churches, even if they don't intend to, they push the handicapped people away by doing one of the simple things, and that's not including them. You know, it's great to say hi and help somebody to your seat, but when you sit down at a table and have conversation, they're very uncomfortable and not as keen and ready to talk with you. And that's hard. Okay, so I'm going to stop here and see what time I have. Well, let's get into the shade first. Oh, shade. Okay. 37. So I've only got about 20 seconds or so. So I'm going to continue walking to my class. And when I get there, I'll post another update to the series. And I might add the song. Okay, we are now at the building. And I am going to attempt to locate this classroom that I've only been to once. I know, last time I needlessly went around the building. Room 10. Donde estás? Okay, my Spanish is very poor. My dad spoke in his gringo Spanish. He never did look up the Spanish words for stuff. I was taking Spanish in high school and slightly distracted by trying to read Braille signs on doors. And this one apparently doesn't. Oh, this is a window. Oh no, it is a door. Hello. Just looking for Braille signs. Don't want to be walking into the wrong room. Oh, here is a possible is this room 11? I think so. Oops. This is room 10, right? What room is this, sir?
SOS 8.
Oh, this is 8.
Yeah.
Oh,
what are you looking for?
10. I think I might have passed it.
10, is that right? Yeah, 10 is back over here.
Oh!
Yeah, all right. That's 7, so 8, 9, and then 10.
All right. Thank you. Donde está? Room. I guess this is 9. Their Braille is all messed up. We shall be victorious. This is not Braille. Okay, so here is yet another door. Oh, yay, room 10. Yippee. Found it. Sit, Zappa. Good boy. So. This is me, folks. Clumsy little old me. Slow walking, but oh my gosh, I'm such a mess. I'm such a mess. But you know what? It's me. And you know what? Everybody has a lot to offer to the world. When I'm in less pain, I'll offer more, but you know what? My main attempt is not to complain about my pain. Although, you know, I'll never waste a single opportunity to say, ugh, this hurts. But, my main opportunity is to show people what it's like to live my life, to draw people together, to regain that sense of community, to regain that sense of inclusion. I'm welcoming all call-ins. Let's see.
Hello?
How are you? It's Lelaine. I don't know if you remember me.
Yes, I remember you.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good, that's good. Hi, Zappa.
Is the class open? No, Zappa.
No, Zappa.
No.
I know.
You are working.
Let me see if,
is there a professor in there?
Hi, Melissa. I didn't realize you were on here until just yesterday. Hope you're doing okay. I used to follow you on Audioboom. I have not used Audioboom since 2014, and I haven't looked back. But I didn't even know you could connect your Spotify account. I need to know where to, need to find that. But anyway, I agree with you about Anchor and the sense of community. I haven't listened to all four parts of that, mainly because I'm still trying to figure the app out, and so it's really, it's not that I don't want to, but also your being hearing impaired when your voice got kind of soft in part two, you know, I had a hard time picking it up, and so, you know, but that's not, it's not a big deal, but anyway, I hope you're doing okay, and I will talk to you soon.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going? Good to hear you out here. Yeah, I haven't updated my Anchor in a while, but I'm starting to use it now, and I'm really liking it so far. It's really cool that you can add the background music. I haven't experimented yet with making episodes. I don't really understand what the difference is between audio segments and episodes, but from what I've gathered is if you make an episode, it's a permanent thing. It doesn't just stay there for 24 hours. And I'm assuming to make an episode, you put together a bunch of audio segments. I haven't tried the clip thing yet. I don't know if you have to use that to make episodes or if you can make them using the iOS app or not. But I'll get the hang of it as I play with it, I guess. And good that you have a Mac now. That is awesome. If you need any help, I'd be more than happy to help. No.